and welcome to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And today joining me on the mic is my co-host, Pamela Caldwell. Pam, great to have you on the mic with me today.
It is always a joy to sit and have some lovely conversations that are being triggered by some of our lovely listeners about a few things that they want us to discuss. So today's conversation is going to be a good one.
It is going to be a good one. And look, as some of you do know, and if you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Pam and I have both worked in recruitment now for, well, for me, 12 years, Pam, 17.
Oh, I think we're nearing 19, actually.
Oh my goodness.
I hate to say that.
So a long time. Pam and I have worked together now for coming up for, I'm going to say almost 10 years. Right? Like, yeah, it's been a long time.
It really has been a long time.
Yeah. Obviously, our previous recruitment company, and now we own our own business, CH Talent Solutions. And we are, I guess, in a very fortunate position when it comes to work, jobs, employment, careers, to be the middle women, right? Like, we see it from both sides of the fence. We see it from the side of the employer and the employee, which I think really gives us probably a lot of insights into what the marketplace is saying, what people's motivations are on both sides. And I feel like with that knowledge and key insights, it's important for us to really talk about some topics that are at the front of a lot of people's minds right now. And one of the key topics that keeps on coming up with a lot of our clients and candidates is the whole work from home piece. Is it here to stay? Is it going to be taken away? Are we all going to be back in the office 5 days a week? Is the world of hybrid gone? Are remote days over? So we thought we would sit and talk about this today and talk about what our clients are saying. And again, we have a variety of different clients, and also what our candidates are saying, what their motivations are, and talking about as well our own experiences of going from working 5 days in the office when we were working for our recruitment company before we set up our own business, to working in office more hybrid, to then going fully remote during COVID, to now sort of moving back into more of a hybrid model. So I feel like we have experienced it all. And it's been really interesting to get the market insight. So let's just sort of talk about it to start with. So I did sort of pull some stats before we jumped on today, and I thought it was like really interesting to share it. So there was a survey recently done of 50,000 Australians, and this was fascinating to me. So the majority of Aussies, 29.7%, said their productivity depended on how they were feeling on that day. I want to just start there because I think this is really, really crucial to this whole piece of working from home. Because obviously we do sit in the middle, we see both sides. But let's talk about our own experiences first, Pam. So we've worked from home now for quite a while. We do have a hybrid model. But on those days when we're working from home, I'm going to obviously go to you first. How do you personally set yourself up for success? So no matter how you're feeling on any given day, you still wake up and execute. Talk to me about that.
Like, it's really interesting. I think like it does, everything always relates back to mindset and getting yourself in the right frame of mind. So when I wake up in the morning, my mornings are about family. It's making sure that my kids are fed, watered before the morning goes down an absolute rabbit hole. But it is about them in the first instance. So once I've actually looked after them, then it flips onto me. Get myself in the shower, get myself in the zone. Whilst I'm putting my makeup on, start actually thinking more about what is today going to look like? What are the things that I really want to execute on today? And just start really gently thinking about my day, thinking about me now. But as soon as I get to my desk, it is so important to start every day thinking about what you actually want to achieve from that day. What really needs done? What actually do I need to execute on to make today great? Because it's the small things that you do daily that amount to what you're going to achieve in that week. So I think just going back to keep it really simple, like making sure that you take some time before you actually sit at your desk to take a couple of deep breaths, get yourself in the zone, split between family time. If you have a family, split that. You need to have a pause between that. Otherwise, you're just going to be running from pillar to post, and then you start to take your personal life into your working life and your morning can just run away from you. So really, honestly, for me, I need to have my family time, my clear up time. Then it's time for me to really separate what's just happened in the morning, because those that have got kids, they need to get kids ready in the morning. It can be really stressful. Not every morning is enjoyable. It's not like you see on the movies, you know, you wake up and you're like, oh, good morning, darling. What would you like? Some toast this morning? Oh, this is lovely. Orange juice? You know, the toast is getting thrown over the kitchen. It's like, you know, it's not that gentle entry into the morning. So taking that pause between your family time and your personal time, but making sure you carve out some time for you to get yourself in the right mindset, get yourself in more of that professional working zone. If I don't do that, my head's like scrambled egg. I'm not in the zone. I'm not focused. I'm not present. I'm off on a tangent. My brain, the monkey mind is off. And that just causes those minutes to turn into hours of unproductivity. And then before you know it, it's time to break for lunch. You know, so you need to carve out that time for you in the morning to just take that couple of deep breaths, get really intentional about what you want to achieve. And then when you sit down, write out your list about what you want to achieve that day and go. But you, for me, I have got to have that moment of separation. Otherwise, it snowballs.
Absolutely. And there's a few key things you said there. And the one thing that I really pull out from what you do in your morning is you do treat it as if you are going to an office, to work. You get up, you get dressed, you're not just sitting in your slogs all day. You have a shower, you put a little bit of makeup on because you know that sort of gets you in that sort of headspace of I'm going to work, I want to look and feel good. You go and get your coffee, you set your intentions, you have that separation piece from family into work, Pam. And I think that's really, really key in terms of like how you sort of structure your mornings, which is really, really good.
That's actually a really good point. You would not catch me sitting in my jammies or my joggies.
No.
When I'm working.
No.
I am not in the right
mindset.
You're
not in the right state.
No way.
Exactly.
I get up, yeah. I get ready, I put my face on.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that females have to wear makeup, right?
Yeah.
But that makes me feel ready to go. I feel ready to rock.
Absolutely. And I think it is also just for me, it's a self-respect thing. Yeah, I do a lot of Teams meetings as well. So I want to make sure that I'm going on and I'm feeling good about myself as well. And my nan says it best, Georgie, you look good, you feel good. And, you know, I like to make the effort to still show up and have some standards for myself. That's the real key for me. So obviously, look, I don't have children, so my mornings look very different to your mornings. But again, this is why you and I work so well together, because my mornings always start with similar to you in that I set my intentions for the day. I do that through meditation and just sort of writing down who I want to be that day, my intentions for the day. That is just something I have done for many, many years. And then, as you know me so well, it always starts with movement, whether that's a walk, whether that's going to the gym, whether that's jumping on my bike, whether it's going for a run. I always start my day with movement because I know it elevates my state, releases endorphins, and I feel great from moving first thing in the morning. Obviously, I do have the time and the ability to do that. But look, I'll even say to you as well, you are a busy mum. You've got two young children. You've got a three-year-old and an eight-year-old, right? You still make sure that you do make time for movement as well, because you also know how important that is. And maybe that doesn't get that, maybe gets pushed out to a walk around the block at lunchtime, or instead of driving to the office, you might walk or cycle to the office, like whatever you're feeling that day, if it's a nice morning. But the one thing I will say about you as well is that you do also schedule in some movement. And these are all really important things that when you do it and you do it consistently, make you feel good. I don't know about you, but if I just literally woke up in the morning when I was working from home, rolled out of bed, had a coffee, stayed in my pajamas all day, you better believe that I'm not going to be as productive. And I think from what I'm seeing and sensing and speaking to people as well who are being honest with themselves, they've fallen into a bit of a bad habit when they work from home. So going on that stat, around 29.7% of Australians feel that their productivity depended on how they were feeling that day. this is really, really key, because imagine then your boss, employer is seeing your productivity decline on those working from home days. That is going to have an impact. And it might not just be you, it might be most of your colleagues. And then you cannot blame your boss or that business to say, hang on a minute, everyone. We're all back in the office now 5 days a week. So we have to take a little bit, I think, of like responsibility for if we are not productive working from home, if we feel like our energy is dipped, if we feel like we're not waking up with the same energy and we're in the right state of mind to work, we do need to acknowledge that. So I think that was just a really important stat that I don't think many people are talking about.
It is a really important stat. And, you know, if we actually cast our minds back to when COVID first kicked off, and all of a sudden we were all catapulted into this working from home type environment through necessity. It felt also to me, someone that had been in the office 8:30, 5 days a week, my entire working life, it felt like a luxury. It felt like a complete luxury. And every single one of my friends, colleagues, close friends, people that I networked with, everyone felt the same. Everyone was wowed. They felt as though they were getting to buy back more of their time. Everyone was so excited about setting up their home office space, making sure it was a beautiful space to work. It felt like a luxury that we were afforded. And more often than not, the businesses that we spoke with, including our own, productivity shot through the roof.
Yeah.
Why? Because everyone wanted to prove that they were working. Everyone wanted to prove that they could be trusted. Everyone wanted to prove this can work. And then what happened? This isn't just a generalization. This is genuinely from conversations that we're having with businesses that have pulled reports. They have the data. Productivity slowly started to plateau. Mm-hmm. And there are a few businesses that we also know really well, really intimately. Productivity actually started to dip.
Yeah.
And that's when the leaders of that business or those businesses find themselves in a really tricky spot, because they themselves also potentially want to continue with hybrid ways of working or working from home if that's what they choose to do. But ultimately, when the productivity dips, it leaves companies in a really tricky position. And if I can sort of reflect on my own journey, I am so grateful for that point in time where it was necessity that we had to work from home, because it actually, it's completely changed my life for the better. It's completely changed. I had some sort of almost like toxic ways of thinking around what it looked like to be successful, what it looked like to be working hard. And I don't think that it's true you have to be in the office 5 days a week. But when this first started, I was one of those people. My productivity was at an all-time high. I was so excited that I got to go a walk in the morning. I got to go a run in the morning. What? I've never had time to do that in my entire working life. I can't wait to get back to my desk and get into my day. And there are some days now that I do feel that my home life and my work life does get a little bit blurred if I am not in the right mindset. So I am one of those stats, but it's about also being honest with yourself, because at the end of the day, you're only cheating yourself if you're not setting yourself up for success on working from home.
Exactly. But talking about the last sort of couple of weeks and the conversations that we've had, it was interesting. We were recruiting for a DevOps role, and there was a candidate in particular that was working for Tabcorp. And Tabcorp have now stated that they want their employees all back in the office as of next month, 5 days a week. Just blanket statement was sent out. All employees got an email. As of this day, you are now back in the office 5 days a week. And this candidate rang up. Their motivations were they wanted a hybrid model still, and they were going to be moving on from that business and motivated to look for a new opportunity. Amazon have done the same thing, 5 days back in office. And it's just really, really interesting to see these big companies do it. I was recruiting another role the other week for a business intelligence analyst, and same thing, 5 days in office is what they wanted. And you're taking these roles to market, and I won't lie, it's a harder sell. It really is a harder sell. And I always push back on our clients to say, is it really necessary to have 5 days in office? And the response is, yes, that's just our policy now. That's how we're going to be working moving forward. And that's what we've decided. And you can't really argue with that. And they, again, like you said, they've got all the stats to prove that their productivity hasn't been as high and they were going through a really sort of important phase of their business. They were sort of merging and things. So they wanted all their staff in the office working 5 days a week. And it's just really interesting because, again, candidates' motivations, what they're sort of looking for is still, once you give something, it's very hard to take it away from somebody. And a lot of these candidates, especially in technology where they can do their jobs remote, are saying, I don't want to be back in the office 5 days a week. So I think as a business, you have to understand that if you are 5 days in office, you are limiting the pool of candidates right now, because other businesses out there, some of them are fully remote still and some of them are still hybrid. And I think you have to understand that as a business, that perhaps you are cutting off the majority of the market by stating 5 days in office. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens over the next few years. We'll go on to like what I think the predictions will be and obviously your predictions as well, Pam. But let's just first and foremost, like when it comes to, I guess, like the advantages of working from home, let's just sort of really break these down for people, because I think that it's really good when you're having these conversations to sort of debate the pros and the cons. So obviously some of the advantages, and these are pretty obvious, right? But flexibility and autonomy, so the freedom to structure your day, as you just said then, you get to wake up, spend your morning with your family, go for a run the block, shower, get your makeup on, get to work, right? You wouldn't necessarily be able to do that if you had a 2-hour commute.
No way.
Right? Huge advantage there. Work-life balance, like you said, more time with family. Still, some people, and myself included, I know you included, are more productive from working from home. Mm-hmm. For me personally, mm-hmm. I've always found working from home, and I was working from home even before COVID happened, my most productive days. Mm-hmm. So there is still an advantage for working from home productivity. You're not getting distracted. You're not getting people come and tap you on the shoulder. You're not getting tons of questions. As an employer, you've got access to global talent. So you're not just limited to the pool of the city that you're in. And for employers, it's cheaper. And let's just talk about the cost of living for a second, because I know so many people right now that are really struggling. And part of this person's motivation when they rang us up, when Tabcorp said 5 days back and obviously they didn't want to do that, was because they actually moved out an hour outside of Melbourne and they had done the maths, and basically for petrol, for parking or public transport, that was actually going to tip their budget over. So let's just sit with that for a second, because I do think that companies, if you are suddenly going to just turn that dial and say everyone back in office 5 days a week, you've got to remember these are human beings with lives, with families, with other commitments. And I think it is a little bit, what's the word? Inhumane almost, to give people just a couple of weeks' notice. Like if you've got a child in childcare 3 days a week, all of a sudden you can't just walk into childcare as you'd know and be like, right, I need an extra 2 days, please. Mm-hmm. Not only are you trying to magic days out of childcare, mm-hmm. pretty much double your expenses.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, how do you personally feel? Any advantages you feel like I've missed, Pam, my mom?
I think it's just like really good to like have a good chat about it, right? And I think ultimately we're not in the industrial revolution anymore, right?
Exactly.
We're not in a production line. We are now in the era of technology revolution, technology mm-hmm. advancements. Mm-hmm. Technology is an enabler.
Correct.
And as a human race, we should take advantage of the advancements that have been made. And I personally would not work for an organization that wanted me to be in the office 5 days a week. Personal choice. Mm-hmm. It would not be my choice. If it was necessity.
Your values, though, as well, are family number one.
Yeah.
Correct. And I think this is the other thing that we're going to go on to talk about, but carry on there.
Yeah. Values are really important.
Very
right?
much so.
Yeah. I want to be able to start work at 9 because I want to have a nice morning with my kids, and I want to be able to drop them off at daycare and school in a nice
yep.
relaxed way
100%.
Where they're not being completely rushed, mm-hmm. running, crying because I'm rushing them all morning. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to sit at the dinner table at night. You're right. That is my values. So I would not choose to work for an employer that was forcing 5 days a week in the office. Now, just to go back to like technology being an enabler, right? We all have the luxury of being able to work from home, but we also have a responsibility to work to the best of our ability. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that means that you need to show up as your best self, because life happens like every single day. It's not possible, right? To show up and just work your best every single day, right? We all have emotions. We all have mm-hmm. things that happen. We ebb and we flow, but we need to be aware of those ebbs and flows mm-hmm. and where possible, be really conscious about what we want to be intentional about that day and make sure that we execute on that. Check in with our peers, check in with our leaders. Mm-hmm. What does a good week look like? And we have a responsibility to execute, to make sure that we all retain that luxury of being able to work from home or have that hybrid ways of working, because it's a shame if the few impact the many.
Correct.
And that's sometimes what happens is mm-hmm. that the few can ruin it for the many. Don't be the few. Work hard, like prove yourself, prove it to yourself, because ultimately mm-hmm. when you have a good week, how do you feel? You feel proud of yourself. Mm. You feel, yes, right, I am ending this week on a high. I have delivered. I have done my part. But it's when things dip. That's when an organization, it's forcing their hand to change.
Yeah.
They're not just asking people to come back into the office just because. If productivity was at an all-time high, things were firing, they'd be quite happy with the status quo. But yeah. Something's changed.
Yeah. Well, I also think that we've also gone through a really challenging 18 months in terms of the economy.
Yeah.
I mean, the stats are pretty shocking, to be honest. Really, really shocking of what's happening. I think everybody has felt the pinch. And I think like everyone went into 2024 with like these really exciting intentions of like, this is going to be my year. Everything's going to get back to normal. And it's just kind of gone the other way. Yeah. And you cannot blame businesses. They're having to make some really, really tough decisions right now. And they're just going, right, what's the quickest, easy thing that we can do to maybe boost productivity and try and get revenue up? Oh, I know. Let's get everybody back in the office. Let's get everybody working collaborative. Let's see everybody. Let's keep an eye on everybody. That I can see why businesses are doing it, because a lot of business leaders, directors are under financial pressure right now. So I can see from their point of view, but I also think that you have to always come from a place of understanding, and maybe it's not a blanket rule for everyone, right? Like, and like you said, values are really, really important as well, right? You might say, right, everyone, we're thinking about coming into the office 5 days a week. Now, for some people, they might be like, yes, brilliant. I can't wait to be back in the office 5 days a week. The only reason I'm not in 5 days a week is because it's like a ghost town. Every time I come into the office and I don't like working, I come in for interaction, there's no one there. So some people might really like that. But other people, like you say, who want to be present for their children in the morning and not be rushing around, that's not going to suit them. So it's so challenging. It is so challenging, which is why obviously we're having this conversation. But talking about challenges, let's talk about them as well, because I think the biggest thing for me that concerns me, and has always concerned me from day one, from the moment we went to remote and then hybrid, is the whole knowledge sharing. Like, I reflect on my career as a young Georgie, the amount of growth I had learning through watching and listening to senior people and executives in the business. That is how I learned and became the consultant that I am today, from learning from those that were better than I am, and more senior than I am, and more experienced. And I worry for the younger generation that are working more remote or hybrid, that they're not getting this wisdom and knowledge share. They're not watching how seniors are interacting with stakeholders or conducting themselves in a boardroom or just being around the office. Like, I remember at the start of my recruitment career, I would deliberately sit myself next to senior consultants because I just wanted to be around them. And I was just learning from watching them and listening and how they handled difficult situations. And I learned so much. And that's how I got good. So I do worry. I think one of the challenges is that as the future of work develops, are we going to lose out on a lot of that wisdom that was gained for me personally from being around senior, more experienced people? That's a big sort of challenge and concern of mine. I guess another one is the whole visibility piece, right? Like it or not, you need to be seen in a business, full stop. It's like out of sight, out of mind, right? Like people do need to see you. Mm-hmm. Whether that's you turn on your camera every time there's a Teams or Zoom meeting, that's the least you can do. But there's no denying that if there's a round of redundancies and you're seen in the office more than your coworkers, that's going to be taken into consideration. And that's the truth. So I know that because I've spoken to so many people that are like, you know, we really like so-and-so's dedication, right? That person that goes into the office is probably no less productive or more productive than what you are. But from the leader's perspective, they're seeing them come in at 8:30, not leave till 5:30. They're like, that person works hard. We're going to keep that person. We'll let that person go. So the whole visibility piece, I think, is a real challenge for a lot of people.
It's a bit of a truth bomb, that one as well, isn't
it? It is, unfortunately.
It is. And you know, one thing that I have absolutely hated about the industry that I operate on, right, is that whole seen to be seen culture.
Yeah.
And there was a case of, we used to honestly be sitting at 6 p.m. at night and I'd be like,
don't want to be the first to stand up.
I'm so done, but I am not going to be the first person to stand up. Right.
Awful.
But again, we just need to be honest, right? That what you've just said is so true. Sometimes those cultures still exist where it is like that seen to be seen. But that whole classroom textbook training and education piece, great. That laid the fundamentals for me to be able to grow and evolve in my career. But where have I learned the most? Being around others.
I know.
I genuinely have.
I
also think as a young person embarking on the sort of first rung in the career ladder, it's about learning those subtle soft skills as well.
Yeah.
It's about watching and embracing how other people stand up, how they present. You underestimate how much you're actually physically taking in by watching that and listening that. That genuinely helps your career evolve as well. It's not just about the textbook stuff. It's about watching how people conduct themselves and how they handle certain situations. Embracing that on a daily basis is really important as well. And if you think about, cast it back to when you first graduated or first, you know, entered your first professional role, that was important.
Yeah.
That was really important. And that is unfortunately what a lot of younger people are missing out on at the moment. But also that it's the social side as well, isn't it?
100%. I know the isolation, the loneliness.
The loneliness. Yeah. I'll be honest. Right. Even on I would probably say I'm more of an extroverted personality.
Do you think?
I don't know. What do you think? Oh, it's not that I'm not quite. I feel energized being around
You're
other people.
Yeah.
I know a couple of people that like feel a wee bit drained when they spend time with people. It lifts me up.
Yeah.
But honestly, like if you think about it, if you feel a wee bit blue in the morning, you feel a wee bit bum, right? What do you need to do when you're around others? Yeah. You need plastered a goddamn smile on your face.
Yeah.
You need to get on with it. It is uplifting because if you smile, you know, your brain's getting those signals. So I find it really uplifting being around people. And I think working from home has been dangerous for some people. I've actually got a really close friend who works in the utilities industry in a sort of product type space. She now, honestly, cannot go into the office.
Wow.
Her mental health has declined so far. She gets panic attacks if she's on public transport. Wow. If she's in the office, she knows that it's going to be a busy day. She cannot cope. She actually cannot cope. She's actually in therapy for it now. It is and that's one person in my close friendship group. She's got herself unwell because she got so used to living in isolation, working from home, really quiet lifestyle, that now if she has to even think about going into the city, she's ill. You know, and it's like that whole, we're human, it's human nature to be around others. I think we need to think about like the mental health impact of it as well and the loneliness. Like, I think it is really important to surround yourself by others, which is why for me, we'll go into a conclusion, but hybrid is, it would be my choice.
Yeah. 100%. Oh, that's so sad. And I think that she wouldn't be alone. I think there's probably somebody listening to this right now that feels exactly that. And I do think that is a challenge, definitely, that lack of social interaction and even the risk of burnout as well, because burnout can show up in so many different ways. And there's just a lot of pros, but there's also some cons, and you do need to weigh up both. And obviously we've got our own conclusion at the end, but let's just talk quickly then about the in-office pros, for example. So look, obviously that whole collaboration and innovation piece, right? There is no denying that when you are face to face with people, you are more creative. Like, you can like bounce off people's energy. Like, imagine if you and I tried to do a brainstorming session on Teams. It's just not the same. We get the whiteboards out, we have a bit of a laugh, we get a couple of coffees, and you know, we're just so energized by each other's energy and excitement, enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And that cannot be replicated on Teams or Zoom or any of the video platforms, right? We need to be in person for those types of sessions, I personally believe. So for innovation and collaboration, so important. There's no denying that company culture, if you've got people that genuinely enjoy working with each other, it definitely does boost that. Being back in office, working with people. Hey, how was your weekend? How was your holiday? How was this? Like, you know, I used to really enjoy, when we obviously worked in our old company before starting our own business, just coming back from a holiday and seeing everybody and just catching up. And, you know, I probably wasn't the most social person in the office because I was very much all about my career and work. But when I had my breaks, like going to get a cup of coffee and being like, oh, you're going to go and get a coffee? Like, should we go and grab one together? That's really nice. You cannot, again, beat that, those moments. The whole mentorship, sponsorship piece as well, like being around people, like going back to that whole like, being seen, caught, not taught, making, you know, catching things from other people, learning, that is such a big pro. You cannot deny that we have definitely, like we've just said, learned so much on the job from witnessing what others do. So there's a few pros. Let's talk about some cons of being in the office. I think the commute can be tough for a lot of people.
Who enjoys a commute? Come on. Commutes are hellish. You can try and make them good. You really can take some time to listen to a podcast. Yep. You can listen to some music. You can chat with a friend if you choose to commute with someone. No, I wouldn't choose to be sitting in a car for an hour or train for an hour. Both ways on the daily. It's not what I would choose.
It's expensive as well.
Ain't cheap.
No. Petrol, cost of living again, that's definitely been a massive saver for so many people. Definitely a con then. And just that whole reduced flexibility, right? Like, that is a massive, massive con. There's no denying that on the days that I work from home, I do feel like I've just got 2 extra hours of my day.
Right? Massively.
What can I actually do with those 2 hours? But here's the thing, right? This is where I think that we need to be using these days from home more productively as well. Then is that on those days, get up at the same time that you do when you get into work and utilize those extra hours that you get. Don't just lie in bed. Get up, get moving, get in the gym, get down, you know, to your local coffee shop, interact with people, get involved in your local community, maybe go and do that Pilates or yoga class at lunchtime. Like, really utilize the time. Spend some more time with your children that day. Like, don't waste those precious hours thinking, oh, brilliant, tomorrow I get an extra 30 minutes in bed, or oh, brilliant, tomorrow I can just wake up and be in my pajamas all day. Really use these ways from home to just even be even more productive and really get yourself in that good state, that good zone, and utilize those extra couple of hours really well. But look, I think ultimately, in my mind personally, and I think you'll probably agree with me on this, hybrid ways of working for me personally and the future of work, of where I hope it will go, is this, that hybrid is here to stay. I really, really hope that we don't see a rise of more and more companies forcing their employees back into the office 5 days a week. I think that we'd be going backwards. Like you said, technology is an enabler. We're talking about the future of AI. We're talking about all of these new advancements in technology. The internet didn't used to exist. Then everyone's now got a computer. Everyone's now got an iPhone. Like, we have evolved so much, but our ways of working were so backdated. And that's the one thing, the one positive thing that came from COVID is the new way of working. And I would be really, really disappointed if companies just all go back to 5 days in office. And I am concerned that it is looking with these sort of bigger tech giants starting to do it, like more and more likely that this could be coming. I really hope it's not. I really hope it's a moment in time because where the economy is, maybe companies are just scrambling, trying things. But I personally hope that hybrid is here to stay. And as a recruiter, somebody that sits on the fence and is working both sides, please note that I am always, and I know you are as well, Pam, advising businesses that hybrid personally is what we think is the way to go. And also encouraging candidates to say, look, I know perhaps you got used to working fully remote, which I also think on the other end, I don't necessarily agree with either. If I'm truly honest, I think there needs to be a blend of both. I think fully remote it's too isolating. I think it's got its own challenges. Again, all down to your values, all down to what's important to you. I'm not saying, again, blanket statement here. I'm saying, but for the majority of people, hybrid is definitely where I think the future of work should be. I think remote work, we probably will see a rise maybe in that as well. Who knows, with obviously the global workforce and things like that and companies branching out into all over the world, like we probably will see a lot of that as well. But I still think this hybrid way of working, for me personally, is the best way of working.
Yeah. Look, I would agree. And where that makes me land as well is that we work to live. We don't live to work.
Yeah.
And there's so many times that we get that twisted. And being able to operate in a hybrid way, what I've noticed in the industry that we work in, a lot of the conversations that I've been having, I think we all know that in tech, there are issues with diversity, trying to get more women in technology. But from the men that we've dealt with over the past couple of years, beautifully, some of the stories that have come out from hybrid ways of working is that there's men that have, for example, had never actually picked their kids up from school, had never dropped their kids at school. They're actually able to be involved in their kids' lives a lot more. How beautiful is that? Mm. How amazing is that, that people have now got that flexibility to actually be able to prioritize their life over their work more just because they don't have to commute? Mm-hmm. Gorgeous, right? That's, we can't lose perspective. We're not in this hamster wheel. Work and career is important, but it should also be fun. Yeah. And there's so many issues with mental health. And part of that is because people are being forced to live out of line with their own personal values when they have to operate and work in certain ways. And I always look back on things from like more of a family lens. I do not mind working hybrid. I love working hybrid because it's important for me to be around people. But I think of the mornings that I do have to be out the house for 20 past seven. My house is chaos. It's chaotic. Now, I don't mind having to do that a couple of days a week. If I had to do it 5 days a week, I would be not okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be okay.
Yeah.
It's just no way to live. So I do personally agree with hybrid ways of working. I think it's unfair for employers to give blanket statements and ask for 5 days a week. I just do not think it's conducive to living a healthy, vibrant, I'm going to use the word balanced, life. I think it flips life the wrong way. It flips life back to living to work. And fundamentally, I disagree with that.
Yeah. I think as well, as a leader and a business, you probably need to do a bit of like self-reflection as well. If your team is underperforming, is it a leadership issue? Are you setting the expectations? Are the employers very, very clear on what is expected of them. Is there defined deadlines? Is there defined outcomes? Do they all know what they're coming to work to do every single day? Because a lack of clarity is going to be a lack of productivity. Because if you don't, and I know for me, the days I've woken up and I've not written out my number one priority for the day, I get to lunchtime and be like, what have I done today? And half the time it's like, oh, I've just been a busy fool. I've just been literally just like checking my inbox, responding to emails, and I've actually not done anything here that's moving this business forward. I've literally just been putting fires out all morning and responding to emails. That is a disaster. Because I've not, and I said this to you the other day, if you don't do the most important task first, as soon as you wake up, like for example, this podcast now, right? If we weren't recording this podcast this morning, I can almost bet my house that we would not be doing this today. Because as soon as we press stop, record, and I'm going to check my emails, you bet you there's going to be stuff in here that needs to get done. And then that becomes my priority. And then I'm literally a slave to my inbox for the rest of the day, which is fine. Like, you know, I'm in sales, I'm in recruitment. I know that it's quite a reactive job, but still I make sure if something needs to get done, it's getting done before I go into my inbox, before I open up my phone. It has to get done in the morning. Otherwise, gone. It's just not happening that
Otherwise,
day.
You've blinked and it's 3 p.m.
Exactly. So we need to make sure, and I'm saying this as a business leader as well, that as business leaders, we take some self-responsibility as well. And if we do have a team, we need to make sure that they understand what the key objectives are, what they personally need to contribute, what the expectations and the outcomes need to be. Because if you do, if your employees do not know that, you cannot blame them for a lack of productivity. So that's where the employers need to take responsibility. And the employees, if you're rolling out of bed at 9 o'clock in the morning in pajamas, eating cereal and jumping onto your laptop, and you're not in the right state, right? You're not going to be productive. So there needs to be some self-responsibility from both ends. Yeah. And that's probably where the miscommunication is coming from, right? Because I think there's a clear distinction between being kind to people and being nice. And when you're kind to people, you need to tell them, this is the expectation. This is what I want you to do. If you're being nice, you could be like, oh, don't worry, we'll get to that in a minute. People just need to be guided and they need to be told, this is what we're trying to achieve here. And if you give people the right direction, I can guarantee you most people will execute. But maybe there's just a bit of a lack of direction going on. So hopefully that sort of gets people thinking today. But yeah, I'm a massive fan of hybrid way of working. I really hope it does stay. And maybe we'll do another follow-up in 6 months' time to see where the market is there. And I hope there is still this balance going on. But it's been very, very interesting to watch over the last few months, this slight shift.
Yeah.
In the ways of work. And I personally think hybrid is the way forward, but we will see what happens, I guess. But again, this is where every single person needs to take some self-responsibility. And I think if we all come from this human element and treat people with respect on both sides,
yeah,
we can avoid doing something that's extreme as 5 days in office or any
it's
of
so
that.
Unnecessary.
I think so. But again, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors of people's businesses, right? So I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to report on this is what the candidates are telling us. This is what the business is telling us. Can we try and meet somewhere in the middle, please? And have these open lines of communication. But what's your thoughts on it? Pam and I love hearing from you. So if you have to enjoy today's episode today and you want to get involved in this conversation, Pam and I hang out a lot on LinkedIn. So I'll make sure that our LinkedIn accounts are linked below. Drop us a message. What's your place of work doing? What do you like about hybrid? What do you like about fully remote? What do you like about office days? Tell us what you want to hear about and we will make sure that we give you our 10 cents. But thank you so much for listening, Pam. Always love these conversations. So thank you for sharing your wisdom and knowledge with me and everyone today as well. And we'll be doing a lot more of these. So stay tuned for the next one and have a great week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Thank you.